how do we know when the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is an angel and when he is an appearance of the reincarnate Christ, or I think pre-incarnate Christ is how it should probably be stated. Are you aware of what this question is about? In the Old Testament, I think especially, and even in the New, you do see appearances of this character, this figure known as, that is revealed as the angel of the Lord. How do we know if this is just another angel, maybe a very powerful angel among all the angels, or is this God? Is this Christ manifesting himself before the incarnation? You know, so I thought that was a very interesting and good question. What I thought I'd do is show you how I would go about figuring out the answer to that, so you can do the same. Does that sound all right? I love using Bible software. You can go out and buy Logos Bible software and spend a lot of money on it, you know, tons and tons of resources if you want. That would be a good investment. Logos Bible software is what I use. There's other good softwares as well, but there's also this site called Biblia.com. This is put out by Logos, but it's something that they make available online for free. And you'll see that there's a bunch of versions of the Bible on here. I think there's also a few commentaries and some language aids. It's all free, so Biblia.com. But here's how I would go about working through that question. I would go here and type in a search phrase. If you just type in angel, you'll notice 261 references come up. There's a little indicator of how many hits there are in the ESV Bible, at least for that right here. That's a lot to trudge through, you know. Okay, all the verses that say angel, now where's the ones that say angel of the Lord? That's how you would use a concordance, a print concordance, right? You'd look up that one word and have to go through and find the ones that fill out the phrase. What's nice about Bible software is you can put in quotation marks a phrase, and then it will search for only that phrase, you see, as it appears in, let's say, the ESV version. So I would go angel of the Lord in quotation marks, and it appears 63 times. That's a little more helpful. And as you go through all the references, you'll notice that most of them are confined to only a few passages of Scripture. There's 63 hits, but a lot of them are just all condensed in small portions of Scripture. And the one that stuck out to me as I read through them, thinking about how do we know who this angel of the Lord is, was found in Numbers chapter 3, in verse 2. And the angel of the Lord, let's see if I can zoom, Exodus 3, well, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. What is this about? This is the Lord calling Moses out of the bush. Okay, so the angel of the Lord appeared to him out of the bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight. You would too, right? Seeing something like that. Why the bush is not burned. And the Lord saw that he turned aside. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, God called to him out of the bush, is what Exodus 3 tells us. So the angel of the Lord is referred to as God here in this text. And there are other texts throughout the Old Testament where the angel of the Lord seems to be God himself. There are a lot of texts where it's kind of hard to tell one way or the other. I think there's maybe one or two where you're going, I'm not sure. But here in Exodus 3, it's clear that this, the angel of the Lord is indeed God himself speaking to Moses. That shouldn't really surprise us because we know that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have existed eternally, the three persons of the one true God. And the Son, his role within the Godhead is what? And I'll quiz you right now. So this is going to turn into an inquiry meeting in this way. I'm going to ask you questions too. What is the role of the Son? What role does the Son play within the Godhead? He's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, he's the Word. And what does that signify? Yeah, he's the one that communicates and reveals God the Father to us supremely in the incarnation. But I think he was even fulfilling that role before the incarnation in revealing the will of the Father to his people. So I think these are instances where God the Son is manifesting himself to the people of God. Why was the bush not consumed, and what is the significance of that? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, obviously it got Moses' attention. It serve that purpose. But what do you think was being... What's that?
Well, it was an object that he could focus on.
Yeah, it was an object that he could focus on. The voice of God came out of that bush. But also, when Moses asked God, who should I say sent me? You know, you're telling me to go back to Egypt and redeem a people. This has never been done before in human history, nor since, that some guy shows up and says, let a million people go, and you know, the supreme ruler of the earth, you know, there, the most significant one, just lets them go. What was God's response? What was the name that was given to Moses? I am. Okay, and that name really signifies God's self-existence. I am who I am. I am the self-existent one. So if you think about it, here is God, the flame of fire appearing in this bush, but he doesn't need the bush for his existence. The bush does not fuel him. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the picture being communicated to us in the burning bush there, that God is the great I am, the self-sufficient one. So great question. You know who you are who asked it, and I finally answered it 3 months later. How about that? Any follow-up questions to that? Statement or follow-up, yep. Yeah.
Well, I was just looking at the Zechariah 3, and it says, the clean garments of the high priest, and it says, and then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan. Hmm. And so they're both standing together, and then the comment says, standing before on his right side to accuse him, this is Satan. The Lord said to him, and then he calls himself the Lord said to him. So this backs up what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. My inclination is to say it's probably always God, but sometimes the passages aren't as clear about that. But other passages do shed light on it. So.